thousands of musicians from across the country are waiting to see whether they'll get to perform on one of the biggest stages in music media today. That's because NPR is currently judging entries for the annual Tiny Desk Contest, which provides an unsigned artist with the opportunity to record one of the namesake shows and get all the exposure that comes with it. Nearly 40 artists from Vermont submitted their entries this year, and we've chosen a few to share with you in the lead-up to NPR announcing their winner. We'll hear from two more Vermont musicians in this episode, and we'll begin with Chris Nicotera, talking about his Tiny Desk Contest instrumental entry called Green Mountain Lullaby.
This is Chris Nicotera. I live in Morgan, Vermont, up in the Northeast Kingdom. Been a musician most of my life. I think my parents wanted to keep me from becoming a juvenile delinquent. They thought that music lessons might help, and it did. So I went to school for music and music education. Spent my whole career teaching in the elementary school in Derbyvine. Taught guitar for 50 years. I'm retired now, so I just get to play and practice and compose a new piece of music. This song had been kind of percolating inside of me for a while. Most of the guitar music that I've played has had a Spanish flavor to it, and I wanted to write my own original that was in that Latin American or Spanish style of music, and I think that the Green Mountain Lullaby fits that. I get to see the Green Mountains outside my window. Just looking out and seeing the spine of the Green Mountains, and it was generally a soft, gentle piece. The second section moves a little bit more quickly, but the first and then the last section seemed to be pretty relaxing to me, and I thought this should be a good type of lullaby. Videographer was my wife, Heather Webster, who urged me to put on a different shirt, so she was a big part of it.
That's Chris Nicotera. Next up is musician LB Lewis. Her Tiny Desk Contest entry was her original song titled Winning.
My name is LB Lewis from Shelburne. I am a full-time student and I'm a double major in film and urban architecture and design at New York University. Being a student, I have a work study in the production center of my film school, which is like the film rental house. I'm also on the NYU Ultimate Frisbee team. For the past year, I've been working on an album that I actually just released called Man Made, but this is the first song I wrote after that album that I felt super confident in and just like felt like I kind of leveled up in a way in my songwriting. And I sent it out to my longest friend, my childhood friend, who is playing the violin. Her name's Stella Ewald. She's like my sister. So the way that we are like grounded whenever we play together is just an experience that has informed a lot of my connection to music and the world. And we practiced for like the 2 days beforehand. And I chose this song because it encompasses a lot of like where I am at now. Instead of eating dinner, I'll call that saving money, and I'll call myself a winner. I'll call myself. So it was one take, and that was because the setup was actually in my place of work. at the production center in NYU, but it was in the shop. So the shop is like where we fix all of the film equipment. And one of my friends, who was also my manager, was like, let's set up the shop as like a tiny, tiny repair shop kind of thing. Like, they got this whole idea. We used the mics from like sound mixer kits that are for film sets and C-stands, which is like what you use to hold lights and flags and stuff in film. But we used it for like as a mic stand, which I thought was really cool and gave it this very textured vibe and atmosphere. That I never got when I was young. My feet hold back my miles. If I ever leave, I know I won't go far. Just to where the grass is green, cause that means I have a yard. If I ever love someone. The second chorus, if I ever leave, I know I won't go far. Just to where the grass is green, cause that means I have a yard. I am constantly having this battle with myself of like, oh, I want to live so much slower. I want this Vermont life, this beautiful nature, this groundedness that I really only feel when I'm in Vermont. But I feel like I also cursed myself by coming to the city because there's nothing like it at all. And so I feel like this song is also about the hardship of like striking that balance.
LB Lewis, Chris Nicotera, Vermont artists who've entered this year's Tiny Desk Contest, held by NPR. You can check out their submissions at our website, vermontpublic.org.